This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The champion himself joining us once again. Head coach of Nova Southeastern basketball, Jim Crutchfield, joining us there. Coach, how are you? Congratulations yet again. Second championship in three years. So congrats to you.
I'm looking at all these pictures on my screen. Who am I talking to here today?
You got Tobin and Leroy here with you. And then Dan Day and Jay Figger there on the bottom. So it's great to have you again, Coach.
Good to be here.
How does it feel like, to be back on the top after, you know, being champs 2 years ago and getting back to the mountaintop?
You know, sometimes it's hard to put words that describe feelings pretty good, but I'm going to say pretty darn good is what I'm going with today.
And deserved. You deserve to feel good. Well, actually, it's interesting, Coach. We're talking a little bit about this with the Panthers now because it feels like Paul Maurice has like such an easy demeanor about all of it. But when you're in the midst of high expectations, championship expectations for your team, how do you handle all of that through a season to go about it, knowing that you've done it before, but you know everything is different year to year? Like, how do you keep that that mindset throughout the season?
Well, that's not fun. I remember the first time I got a coaching job, I inherited a team that was 3-25 and had no starters back, and the athletic director had said to me, "If you can just get through the season, we don't expect you to win any games, but just get through the season, all right? We'll be happy." I kind of like those expectations. Those are really good. When everybody expects you to win and they're talking about, we're booking our reservations for the Elite Eight and we're in the middle of the season, that kind of pressure, that's not fun. You try to just to worry about the next game. But, yeah, expectations seem to be pretty high this year. And I guess they were right because we won the national championship.
Is it more difficult with what you're doing because there's a lot of turnover to kind of be able to do this year after year after year, knowing that your turnover is going to be as great as it could be in in college in general?
Yeah, I mean, in general, I mean, guys used to graduate in 4 years. So there was always a turnover. But in today's world, that never even happens. No one goes 4 years hardly anymore, and it's not going to happen in the future. The landscape of basketball with NIL and money and transfer portals has now bled down to our level. You know, We're at Division One, and yeah, if you remember 2 years ago, we won the national championship, and I thought, wow, we got four starters back. We may be back here next year, and they were all excited about coming back. But 2 weeks later, they were gone. You know, NIL money and the transfer portal, it's there. It's the new landscape of basketball. From a coaching standpoint, it's miserable. From a player standpoint, if you're getting lots of money, it's pretty cool. So Depends how you look at it. But the turnover is way too fast now. Most coaches prefer to have guys for a longer period of time. There used to be an old expression. There used to be an old expression that would say you coach them for three, then you tolerate them for one. That doesn't make any sense anymore because you actually don't have guys for 4 years anymore. Now you have them for 1 year, 2 years, and you got to kind of re-recruit your own players. So long-winded answer to your question, it's a whirlwind now. You know, we have gone through different lineups the last 3 years, but the bottom line is we've managed to get to the championship game every year. So just figure out how to solve that problem and move forward.
How much time do
call
you
call that good coaching?
Yeah, we do.
That's good coaching when you can change the players, but the results are still the same.
Yeah, that's we've been very fortunate with that. I do have to adjust. You know, our players have been different style, from three-point shooters to tall to small. You know, you have to kind of change with your team a little bit. We have a reputation of how we play, up-tempo, aggressive. That's not going to change. Mm-hmm. But our minor adjustments have to be made to your personnel.
Do you always find yourself, because, you know, the last time we talked to you, you know, I know that you met with Spo a little bit because he wanted to dive into your offense. Do you find yourself always trying to find, like, that next thing, or do you feel like you found something and that's what you want to you key in on with all of your guys every single year? Or are you always looking to see what the next adjustment is to the game?
You know, there's a common thread to what we do that's never going to change. The high intensity, play harder than everybody else. That's kind of our secret. People think it's about pressing and scoring lots of points. It's about intensity and playing up to a level that guys don't know they're capable of playing to, because guys can play way better than they think they can play. You got to convince them of it, make them see it, realize it, and then you get more out of your players. But you have to change, you know, with your lineup. And I like doing things differently. Right now, you know, I brought my assistant coaches in yesterday and said, I'm tired of trying to find – we lose five big guys. All the bigger guys in our lineup are gone. And all of a sudden, I was doing what everybody else is doing, trying to replace players. And I said, forget that. Quit trying to replace guys. Right now, big guys are at a premium in the so-called market of the NIL. We're looking at transfer guys. They're not very good. They're 6'8". They basically – they stink, some of them, and they're getting money. And I get it. We don't need a bad big guy here. Let's go out. We're going small ball. We'll go small ball. We're going to terrorize people. We're going to be 6'5 and under. The big guys at this level aren't very good anyway. If they were good, they wouldn't be here. They'd be playing mid-major with money. So, you know, quit trying to find bad big guys. Let's go with good guys, and we'll give up a few inches of size, but we'll be faster, better, more aggressive, and we'll be the team that people don't want to play against. So you have to make your adjustments accordingly.
How do you keep, you know, the your message, like, not falling deaf ears? We're, you know, the NBA obviously got rocked yesterday because Michael Malone ended up getting fired 2 years after winning a championship, and people are like, oh yeah, his message was going stale in the locker room. And I just got to feel like that's crazy to me. So many of those guys you just won a title with, how does it get to that point? Like, do you have to find yourself as a guy who's won championships with – yeah, I know you get new kids year in and year out, but, like, even still, the ones that do, you do get to keep around. Like, is there something that you do you find a need to change, or are you always going to be you?
You know, I'm probably getting pretty stale too, I guess. A lot of my messages, I like things by tradition. I say things by tradition. There are certain things we say in the locker room every single game, certain things I've been saying for 20 years and some for 15 years that repeat over and over. But I don't look at it as being stale. I look at it as tradition, and they're good things. I don't know how a guy that has that kind of success, you know, gets fired so soon after he has that success. And I'm sure he's doing the same thing he did when he was very successful and everybody was wanting to be their coach. But, you know, it's kind of a world of what did you do for me today? Not worry about last year, 2 years ago. And you got to kind of go with the flow. I mean, we've been to three national championships, picked up a couple national championships, and no one has come in there yet and threatened my job or anything here. But I do know that's the profession I chose to be in. You know, in men's basketball at the college level, if you don't win, you lose your job. I knew that going in. So I think, you know, maybe more now than ever, you have to win and win consistently, or they're looking for somebody to take your place.
Coach Crutchfield, congratulations again on your second national championship in 3 years. And before we let you go, can you take it easy on Barry and maybe keep it to like 20-point margin of victory next year?
I love Barry. Butch Estes is one of my better friends in basketball, and I know he has retired, but you know, it's a rivalry. But I know, like I told my friends at Barry, if we're going to continue to call it a rivalry, you guys got to pick up the pace a little bit.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You gotta be
where?
Wow.
I'm aware. It's
that's a backhanded way of saying you guys are very good.
We've beaten Barry 17 times in a row, so it's going to be a robbery. They better pick up a few wins down there.
Jeez, I thought, and Leroy, how many losses did you have with Michigan, Ohio State before you thought it was bad?
I only lost once. But there was, I think it was 9 out of 11, and then Michigan's won the last 2 years, and they wanted to fire the Ohio State coach. He went on to win the national championship, so... Like, geez, let's go.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Now, that is a robbery, Michigan, Ohio State.
Coach Crutchfield, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate
you. Thanks, Coach.
Always fun, guys. Take care now.
All right, there you go. Champion once again, Nova Southeastern University, cutting down the nets.
Hey, you know, all basketball, football coaches, they kind of have that thing, right? When you talk to them, they have that way of talking about things and doing things. And I think you'll never hear another coach say this: I don't want bad big guys. Like, big guys are at a premium, so that means the only ones we gonna get are gonna suck. I don't want those guys.
They beat Barry this year 116-79.
Oh my goodness, what are you, wow.
And then beat them, Jesus, 103-63.
Jeez,
tough day for Bucky. Tough day for my Buccaneers.
Bucky, how's their basketball team? Their basketball team's terrible.
I don't think they were very good this year, Leroy.
See, you guys, but what you do have that probably a lot of South Floridians don't have is you got all them European golfers.
That's true, and tennis players. We got a bunch
of
Swedes.
I will hang my hat on this. And I will ride this to my deathbed. How in the hell does the University of Miami not have a men's golf team?